Welcome, Science Dog listeners. Before we begin today, I'd like to let you know about one of our most popular projects, the Science Dog courses. These are online nutrition and health courses with a bit of behavior and training thrown in for good measure. We offer webinars, short courses, and longer courses for those of you who wish to do a deep dive into canine nutritional science. There are even some free webinars available, and who doesn't enjoy free stuff? To learn more, just visit the Science Dog courses at courses.thesciencedog.com. That's courses.thesciencedog.com. Now let's get started with this week's episode. Today's topic is the dog's microbiome, what it actually is, and what is important for all dog owners to understand. This episode is a shortened version of the Science Dog essay on this topic. To read the complete essay, just visit the Science Dog blog at thesciencedog.com. If you follow the blog, you will receive notifications about new articles and offers from the Science Dog. So the dog's gut microbiome and its impact on health and disease are of great interest to nutrition researchers. However, many dog owners are not quite sure what this term refers to, what the microbiome actually does, and how the food that they feed to their dog may influence their dog's microbiome and health. So what is most important for you to know? Well, first, what is the gut microbiome? The gut microbiome, more correctly referred to as the intestinal microbiome, is comprised of all the microorganisms, primarily bacteria, that live within a dog's intestinal tract. When counting from the mouth to the end of the large intestine, there are literally trillions of cells involved. By any measure, this is a whole lot of bugs. The relationship between these organisms and the host animal, in this case the dog, is truly symbiotic or mutually beneficial. A healthy dog and his bugs coexist nicely, with both deriving benefits from their living arrangement. The dog provides a warm place to live, plenty of food, and the company of other bugs. In return, the gut microbes have numerous functions that benefit the dog. They break down, well, ferment really, certain food components, and produce a set of beneficial nutrients and other end products. These are called postbiotics. These compounds nourish cells lining the intestine and, when absorbed, influence the dog's nutritional status, health, and possibly even behavior. So here are a few examples of things that the gut microbes do for your dog. First, they help his immune system. Bacterial populations function to basically educate a dog's immune system regarding discrimination between innate or harmless bacteria and potentially pathogenic microbes, things that can harm your dog. This is oversimplifying it, but it's important to understand that the microbiome is a very important component of your dog's functioning immune system. Second, certain species produce compounds called short-chain fatty acids, or SCFAs. They produce these as their end products. These compounds modulate the pH of the intestinal environment, have a role in satiety, so your dog feeling full after a meal, and they provide an important energy source to cells lining the dog's intestine. This means that they actually feed the intestine in some ways. Third, here's the behavior component. It has to do with a neurotransmitter substance called serotonin. Believe it or not, more than 80% of the body's serotonin, which is an important neurotransmitter, is produced from the amino acid tryptophan by intestinal microbes. This discovery was the impetus for the relatively new theory of the gut-brain axis and its effects upon behavior, which is a booming field of scientific inquiry, not just in dogs, but in many species. And last, nutrients. Intestinal microbes provide most, if not all, of a dog's vitamin K requirement. Although there is not consensus about this, there is some evidence that healthy dogs do not actually even have a dietary requirement for vitamin K, as their needs can be completely provided by their gut microbes. So, what bugs are we actually talking about when we look at the gut microbiome? The concentrations of microbes in the prevailing bacterial species differ significantly depending on the part of the intestinal tract that you are looking at. For example, a completely different set of bugs inhabit a dog's mouth compared to what you find in the same dog's large intestine. Generally speaking, the bugs that we are most interested in and that are most important in terms of the benefits that they provide to your dog are those located in the large intestine. Most of these bacterial species come from 5 taxonomic phyla that are common to the microbiome of all dogs. 3 of these, Fusobacterium, Bacteroides, and Firmicutes, make up the largest proportion of fecal microbes. When dogs become ill, especially in the case of chronic gastrointestinal disorders, extreme changes can occur in both the species and the number of microbes that make up the gut microbiome. For our purposes today, we'll examine the gut microbiome of healthy dogs and take a look at what we currently understand about how what we feed to dogs influences the makeup of their gut microbiome. So, I have written extensively about the importance of feeding our dogs foods that are highly digestible. Foods that are well digested are broken down largely in the small intestine. The resulting nutrients are then absorbed and provide essential functions in the body. Any undigested or partially digested food travels on to the large intestine, where it provides food for gut microbes. The composition of these undigested food particles, proteins, fats, carbs, fibers, whatever they happen to be, play a significant role in determining the types of bugs that proliferate and dominate in an individual dog's large intestine. Ultimately, the numbers of these bugs and the end products that they produce will influence the dog's health and wellness. So you can see how what we feed and how digestible it is directly influences the dog's microbiome and their health. So let's pause for a break here. We'll be right back. So, what dietary factors are important to consider for the health of our dog's microbiome? Well, first up is the proportion of protein versus carbohydrates and fiber in a dog's food. Simply changing the proportion of protein or carbohydrate in a dog's food can lead to rapid changes in the composition of intestinal microbiota. Increases in plant carbohydrates and fiber lead to an increase in Firmicutes genera, several of which are what are called fiber fermenters. This means that they are associated with the fermentation of certain types of dietary fiber and the production of those short-chain fatty acids that we discussed previously. One of these short-chain fatty acids is a compound called butyrate. Butyrate is an important source of energy for cells lining a dog's intestine. Therefore, it actually feeds the intestine, if you will. The use of prebiotics is an approach to increasing these microbes and their production of beneficial short-chain fatty acids. So conversely, when dogs are fed a high-protein, low-carbohydrate food, Firmicutes bugs decrease in number, while other bacterial species increase. The increase includes species that are important for the fermentation of undigested protein. Some of these are considered to be beneficial, while others may not be desirable. This is why protein quality is considered to be very important. Protein quality is determined by a protein source's amino acid composition and its digestibility. We talk about this a lot on the Science Dog blog. Feeding a high-quality protein source at optimal levels results in minimal amounts of undigested protein entering the dog's large intestine. Conversely, when a dog is fed a food containing poor quality protein, a relatively larger proportion of undigested protein ends up entering the dog's large intestine. The bugs there are happy to see this protein arrive and rapidly digest it, really ferment it. Some of the end products of microbial fermentation of protein are considered to be harmful to dogs' health. These are implicated in a number of chronic inflammatory disorders, such as atopy or topical allergies, renal disease, and several forms of gastrointestinal disease. So, to minimize the potential for this effect, a very important dietary goal to keeping a dog's microbiome healthy is to provide an optimal level of very high quality protein in our dog's diets. So here are a few takeaway points for how to best feed your dog to keep his gut microbiome healthy. Remember that the relationship between dogs and their gut microbiome is mutually beneficial. A healthy dog provides a great environment for a wide variety of microorganisms. The bugs, in return, produce a variety of postbiotics and help to support health and wellness of the dog. It's a win-win for both. Dietary factors that significantly influence the makeup of a dog's gut microbiome include the amount and type of starches and fibers, the level of protein, and very importantly, the protein quality of the food. The Complete Science Dog blog essay on this topic also examines the effects of raw diets and the use of probiotics and prebiotics on a dog's microbiome. Take a look at that essay for details. Your dog's gut microbiome is important and necessary for his health. Support it by feeding foods that are highly digestible, contain high-quality protein, and have at least some dietary carbohydrates and fiber.